Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
That story on Diddy came out of nowhere for me. I mean, I don't follow that culture, you know, pop, hip-hop, all that stuff. I don't follow it. And even though he's old-school hip-hop to some degree, and I'm from the Grandmaster Flash days, you know, and the Sugar Hill Gang. Is it a hip-hop, a hip-hop, you don't stop? Is it a bang-bang boogie, say, up jump the boogie, do the rhythm of the boogie beat? Yeah, I'm that generation of hip-hop, which is the beginning. And it was cool for a minute, but then I still like the old crooners. Darling, you thrill me. You know, I like that. I got newer music than that, but the point is, I like singers. I like singer-songwriters. And I'm not into that. Now, my son, he's like, oh, Dad, you got to hear, man. These dudes, they're a lot brighter than you think. They're smart. You should hear what they're spitting, man. And he's going all into it, and he knows every word. We took him to, I told you, we were at this HBCU All-Star Basketball game, and they would play music in between. It was kind of like Banana Renana, whatever, that baseball group that does, you know, makes it very entertaining baseball. Fun to watch. And it was like that, because they got a DJ, and he's working up the crowd and all that. And my son knows every word to every song. So does Melissa, by the way. And I knew none of them. I'm like, when are you going to break out some Earth, Wind, and Fire? So they did some old school, and boy, the old people in there, we just cut up. But yeah, that means we got down. Woohoo! We were cool. So they started playing stuff we knew, and it was fun. I told my son, you know, this is culturally, this is as good as it gets for black folks. We had this sea of all these different flavors of black people. I'm talking about from what they call octoroon to the deepest, darkest black you could have, you know, like sub-Saharan African. And it was a beautiful thing to see. No fights, at least anything I saw. People getting along, different fraternities and sororities and all this different stuff. They did a stomp show. They featured, you know, the typical band that gets down, you know, not the typical little a college band, but one that likes to move the big old horns and all that and do dance moves and all that. It was cool. It was fun to watch. And it was great to immerse myself back into, quote, black culture, because I do understand it. Well, it's funny, my son said it was too much for him. He goes, Dad, it was too much. He goes, you know, there's so much more to life than just being immersed in our blackness. I said, yeah, I agree. That's what we talk about all the time. So anyway, but this story about Diddy came out of nowhere, and of course, black folks probably knew about it. When I was looking at videos, they're like, man, everybody knew what Diddy was doing. Everybody. And then I did a profile. I went and researched it. I said, I know the guy. What is he being accused of? Is he really as bad as they think? Most of these rappers are just talk, blah, blah, blah. I think this guy was a straight-up thug. I chronicled it. He blew up a dude's car. They think he killed Tupac or knew about it. He was a serial rapist and of boys and girls. He didn't care. I think it was a power move. And so now it's a big deal. And I told you, stories like this are bigger because what they do is they expose the elitism. And they show, in black culture, they show, look, it ain't just these white boys getting away with stuff. Look at what Diddy did. I thought they were just trying to throw a rap on this dude, you know, a case on him for nothing. He's the black Harvey Weinstein is what I called him. Only worse. He's not just exposing himself to people. He is actually raping women. And I mean, all kinds of heinous acts that you wouldn't believe. So anyway, the story came out of nowhere. But now there are people that are starting to talk about it. And here's his bodyguard speaking about what this guy did. And he's like, man, Diddy got dirt on a lot of people.
I don't think it's only celebrities going to be shook. He had politicians in there. He had princes in there. He also had a couple of preachers in there.
You personally, you think they got tapes?
Well, my personal opinion, that if Lil Rob could be trusted and his statements are true, they got him. They got tapes of stuff.
Now, if Diddy had tapes, the feds have them.
Oh, boy, that old trusted DOJ, the feds, they got him. Who are they going to use those tapes against? Justice Roberts? I'm not saying that Justice Roberts is hanging out with Diddy. I'm just saying this is what you have to wonder. When decisions get made and things don't go the way you think they should go, when logic doesn't make sense anymore, when you go, look, this is a no-brainer. Biden is guilty. Hillary's guilty. What's the scoop? Why can't they put him away? Where's Comer and Jim Jordan and all these guys that have told us that we got the goods on Hunter Biden? We've got tax records. We got bank records. We got suspicious activity reports. We got wires. We got all this stuff. We got Hunter's own laptop with his own crimes on video. And they're talking, oh, Russian collusion, Russian collusion. And that was debunked. So now that's debunked. You got all this stuff. You got testimony of whistleblowers. You got his own, he's narking on his own uncle. His uncle's halfway narking on him and the big guy and all this. And why can't we bring it to fruition? Why can't we make this happen? See, that's when you got to start questioning the logic. Because this is a done deal. It's a slam dunk. This were you or I, slam, freaking, dunk. This is a 4-foot goal, and you walk up to it and just slam it down, you know? It's that easy. And yet, we have nothing. So what does Diddy have on politicians, princes, preachers, now that the DOJ has it? Diddy ain't smart enough to outsmart the DOJ. The NSA knew everything this man had, and they probably known it for years. You can't get away with the things he's gotten away with for 30-plus years and not have somebody looking over your shoulder. They got a file, I mean, it's 2 feet thick on Diddy. Guarantee you. They know everything he did, and they have the data. They have the artifacts. You have nothing. And that's what I think bothers many Americans. When do we get our justice? As I said at the time, Diddy is symptomatic of the bigger picture. People who are above him, who let people like him get away with stuff until they serve their usefulness, and then it's done. Then they move on to the next person. And there's somebody ready to fill that void immediately. It's like water. It's going to fill the crevice, the void, the hole. Stick your finger in water, you think you've made a dent, right? Pull it out. Watch what happens. So what's next for this? I don't know. But I do know there is more to it. And hopefully we'll find out. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and 3 times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, by now most people have seen that the bridge collapsed in Baltimore. That happened, what, late May of this year? And quickly, the Biden team called it an accident. They labeled it an accident. They said that the ship lost control. Now, these ships have all kinds of redundancies. It's very difficult to lose control of them because they are very important to the U.S. infrastructure. They're also very important to the people who build the ships and, you know, who own the ships and who are shipping the product. We're talking about millions and millions, if not billions, of dollars of product. I don't know if you've ever seen one of these ships in the ocean, but big cruise ships look like little rowboats when they go beside them. These things are massive. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. And look, I'm not here to, I don't try to make up conspiracy theories, but here's what I will tell you. When something, if one ship runs into a thing and you go, okay, it was an accident. But I mentioned to somebody, I said, there's a second ship that occurred. I said it was in Arkansas. I think it was called the Arkansas. but it was actually in Oklahoma. And there was another incident where a barge hit a bridge in Oklahoma near US 59. And here is the audio from that, some people who were watching. They were literally, I think they were in a boat, and they were watching it occur. And this is them describing the incident.
Holy hell! Holy
f***! Did you feel it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that part was loose.
It was moving quick.
That barge is loose.
There's a man standing right there.
No, it didn't knock that bridge down. I don't know. Oh my God.
I feel like I'm about to throw up.
Look at the barge, how it's getting the barge. Hey, Tyler, keep your phone and call 911. So they'll shut this, they have to shut this bridge down.
How are we going to get done?
Holy hell, look at that barge, what it did. Did the guy not see it?
It's all of us on the part of the bank.
Oh my gosh, man.
I think he's let go of it.
That one hit the other side.
What bridge is this?
US 59.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Tyler Crawford. This is US 59.
US 59 bridge at Kerr
Reservoir. US 59 at Kerr Reservoir. We just hit a barge at the bridge.
And barges are loose.
Barges are loose in the river right now. No, it doesn't look like any injuries or anything, but he's at the bridge probably hard.
I mean, it bent the barge.
It bent the barge. The barge is kicked free from the actual barge.
Now, before I go into that particular audio clip, I want to go back to the bridge collapse in Baltimore. My friend Laura Logan, I get Laura Loomer and Laura Logan mixed up, but Lara Logan. Lara did an interview, and I think we played a clip of it where she was on Bannon's show, and she said this was a cyber attack. She said she talked to experts. They said this doesn't happen. It would be so rare that this could happen, that it is cyber attack. And she goes on, and this is not a woman that does anything half-cocked. I mean, she really knows her stuff. She has to do investigative reports. She's one of the best investigative reporters I know. And she's been on the front lines all over the world. Amazing woman. And she's not doing it for controversy. She's doing it because she's saying, you better be aware that we are under attack. We're in a war. I mean, look at any of these major corporations and ask yourself, do you think your data is protected? Look at who hacks the CIA, the NSA. I mean, all this stuff is hackable, and not to mention, they're probably infiltrated. They've got Muslim Brotherhood, Chinese spies, and every single aspect of what we do. It isn't even remember the old spy thrillers where there was one guy that was out there and he had a team of operatives, you know, three or four, five or six people? These spies are all over. They operate right in front of your face. They're the Eric Swalwells with the girlfriend. They're the chauffeurs of senators like Feinstein. And I could go on. That's who is doing the spying. They're people we're educating in our own university systems. They're our own university professors. I played a clip the other day. There's a university professor who teaches squatting is okay. Why shouldn't you squat when somebody just owns a house? They shouldn't want to own the house. They shouldn't want to rent the house. They should just give it to you. Why can't you just take it? These are people on the payroll making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to thwart our laws and to try to create people who will thwart our laws, who don't give a crap about the rule of law or anything else. So, it's like I told you, when I hear a story, I'm immediately skeptical. You have to. It used to be I would hear a story and go, "Ooh, that's pretty interesting right there. That's pretty cool." And I'd go repeat it. And you'd repeat it, and we'd all repeat it. And next thing you know, it becomes the truth. Now, they tell me a story, and I go, "I don't buy it. I don't buy it." So, again, we have Baltimore that got hit, that bridge. I'm talking taken out. You can't stop a barge. Loss of six lives. infrastructure impacted in that area for, and again, Lara went into detail. I don't know all the details. She said you now got to take hazardous materials around the way, and this is going to create havoc for years, yada, yada, yada. I don't disagree with any of that. Can't build a bridge in a day. Well, the Chinese might be able to, but we can't. So you have all that going on. And then, unconfirmed, but Zero Hedge reported, on April the 6th, a massive container ship reportedly lost power on the upper New York Bay just before the Verrazano Narrows Bridge connecting New York City borough of Staten Island and Brooklyn. And according to Captain John Conrad, who's the CEO of G-Captain, a New York City tugboat company, he said the 354-meter container ship, and he named it, it's called the Qingdao, it's a Chinese ship, lost power while transiting New York Harbor. Yep. They had three escort tugs, but three more were needed to bring that vessel under control. They regained power and were brought to anchor near the Verrazano Bridge. This is what a tugboat captain told Conrad. So, a little suspicious is, for me, is the best way I could put it. Now, again, that last incident, unconfirmed. But if it is true, don't you find it interesting that three of these events have happened? I mean, isn't it worth having Homeland Security at least take a look at it? What next? Chinese spy balloons flying across America to get pictures of our critical infrastructure? We know that could never happen, right?
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Democrats are not happy about the Arizona Supreme Court decision to uphold a near total ban on abortion in that state. The case involved a law from 1864, back when Arizona was still a U.S. territory.
I am calling on the legislature to do the right thing right now and repeal this 1864 ban and protect access to reproductive health care.
Newly elected Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs. Biden administration officials are also speaking out against the Arizona High Court court's decision. Donald Trump is no longer on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index after his Truth Social stock has taken a nosedive. It's a daily ranking in the world's 500 richest people, and the former president was on the list because of Trump Media. But shares in the company have been steadily dropping. It fell nearly 5% Tuesday to the lowest level since the company went public. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
One of the men who blew the whistle on the Biden family has just offered America another jewel. After years of being denigrated by leftists, Tony Bobulinski has had enough. So he has decided that he's going to fight the Democrats with one of their favorite weapons, lawsuits. Now, you guys know my lawsuit story. Sued for $37,000 in legal fees to fight a $25,000 project of which I did nothing wrong. Four people said they got text messages that ruined their lives. I was targeted by the city of Philadelphia, who sicked their attorneys on me, who found four people who got my text message and said their lives were ruined. These are frivolous lawsuits that never should occur. You think I got $37,000 laying around just, hey, I tell you what, hey, whatever, whatever. Oh, man, I'm still livid about that. Now, you ready? I'll add to it this fictitious fee that we had to pay for my nonprofit that is meant to help at-risk inner-city kids get better educations, and they hit me with a $41,000 tax bill that they thankfully almost like, well, Mr. Jackson, we have reduced it to $28,000. I don't owe you anything, but they're magnanimous. So, you know what I'm doing? Paying the interest on it. You want to know what the interest is, the IRS? The interest is, we're interested in kicking your butt every month, Kevin. Oh, man, I'm not worried about it. One of my benefactors, he'll probably take care of it. It'll be written into his will upon his death, but I feel like he will because we talk about it quite often. But as of right now, I'm paying the fees and the penalties on it until we raise enough money to get it done. But in the meantime, we still send these kids to camps, we send them to the different things that they were supposed to do, because that is the mission of that organization, and we will not be thwarted. We just got Joel holler into Hillsdale College. I swear, I would love to have videotape Joel when he called to tell me, Mr. Jackson, I got into Hillsdale, and his mom's on the other phone saying, tell him thank you. And thank you, sir. But he was so excited. Words couldn't describe it. And let me tell you something. I couldn't be more happy. Heap all the debt you want on me, IRS. That is what it's all about. It's like when you get a kid placed in their forever family. Melissa and I got 1,000 kids placed in their forever families over 10 years. Watch what the excitement when a child finds out they are out of the foster care system and into a family who's going to love and care for them. Man, I don't know what gives you joy in life, but whoo, that's as good as it gets. Anyway, let me get back to Bobulinski. Stellar reputation this guy has.
though having the stench of the Biden family nearby. And his reputation is one of the reasons why he's fortunate that he actually didn't get into business with the Bidens. I want you to imagine the crap storm that opens up when you accuse the, and I'm using my finger quotes, president of being a criminal, especially a leftist president where he has weaponized the DOJ and all this other stuff. People get put into the deep, dark crevices of prisons over much less than this. And you don't have to believe me. All you got to do is go look at the J6 prisoners. How dare they defy the narrative that there was an insurrection when there wasn't one? How dare they say that? One guy, I don't know if you guys know this story. He got detained because he was in the Capitol looking around, and the only thing they could charge him with was a misdemeanor because he wasn't doing anything. But they gave him 6 months in prison, and they eventually gagged and they seized his computers and said, oh, we heard he was talking. Oh, he did an interview with Tucker. That was what it was. He did an interview with Tucker. So they said, oh, you're talking about it. So we're going to seize all your computers and your communications. And I don't know if they issued a gag order, but they effectively said, you will shut up about J6 or it could get worse. You should hear the story. Forget the guy's name. Oh, my goodness. So Bob Alinsky dared to say, I know these guys are crooks. And I don't know if you know much about Bob Alinsky in terms of his family, but while Hunter Biden was chasing strippers and prostitutes and smoking crack, Bob Alinsky was honing his wrestling skills. And I read an interview that was done by Pennsylvania State University's wrestling club, and he wrestled there from 1990 to 1995, and here's what they wrote. He came to Penn State without a wrestling scholarship, worked extremely hard, eventually winning a starting position and a wrestling scholarship for his junior and senior years, and being chosen as team captain. I mean, that's impressive. Anyone who's participated in a sport at a D1, a Division I level, you know how difficult that is to do, to walk on and then get a scholarship and then become the team captain. If you weren't recruited, you're lucky just to get on the team, and you're fodder for the good guys. But Bob Alinsky fought his way onto the program and maintained his grades. And in fact, Pennsylvania State's University's wrestling club described Bob Alinsky as, quote, no slouch in the classroom. They noted he was named to the dean's list 9 out of 10 semesters at the university. Here's what they said. During his career, he was inducted into Spiritus Lionis, an athletic and academic fraternity developed by student athletes, and the Golden Key National Honor Society, and invited to become a member of Tau Beta Pi. I don't know if you know what Tau Beta Pi is, but it's a fraternity for academics, and it's means you got good grades. Let's just put it that way. He won a scholarship in 1995 from the Merrill Lynch Heisman Scholarship Program and was named the Big Ten Male Academic Athlete of the Year. Bob Alinsky said the experience, quote, forged me into the individual I am today. And he added, I came to Penn State without a scholarship, worked my guts out to eventually become a scholarship athlete my junior and senior years, as well as team captain. That journey forced me to develop discipline, heart, passion, perseverance that will allow me to be successful at whatever I do in life. The skills I developed, and I'm not talking about wrestling techniques, as a Penn State wrestler, are priceless. I want to give you the difference between them and the man that accuses them. Bob Alinsky, family values, he understands it. Not like the Bidens, not like they use each other, showering with his daughter, Joe Biden, her scared to death that daddy might come in to, you know, see if she's wearing panties. Hunter, who's a chip off the old block. Ex-wife who ran into an 18-wheeler because she didn't want the family to have to endure Joe Biden. That's the rumor. Tony Bobulinski is the grandson of a 37-year Army intelligence officer, a veteran. That's what his grandfather did for this country. His father served as an officer in the Navy for over 20 years. His brother served for over 28 years as a naval flight officer. This is what's called legacy. They instilled in him the discipline that let him go to wrestle at Penn State and become a champion, become a winner, forge himself into being something different, a little better. That American dream, that is what we all want for our kids. I don't know, you got any slackers? You got any kids that you're going, God, I just wish he would, you know, I wish he would, This is a guy, man, when you learn how to do it right, boy, I tell you, people need to write books about this stuff. Was it Grandpa, the Army vet? His father went into the Navy. His brother went into the Navy, probably following his father's in his dad's footsteps. Tony Bobulinski goes into the Navy. He wrote this, I myself served this country for 4 years and left the Navy as Lieutenant Bobulinski. I held a high-level security clearance, was an instructor at the CTO for Navy Nuclear Power Training Command. I got to ask my buddies, the Sikora brothers, what that means. But I got to tell you, if he's doing anything with Navy nukes and he's part of that program, the dude was smart. You can't be a slouch and be in that program. Most of those guys, depending on their age, were interviewed by Admiral Rickover. And let me just tell you, the Navy Nuke School, they say, is tougher than MIT. The two brothers I'm talking about, they both went to Navy Nuke School. Smart guys. But that's what Bobulinski was doing while Hunter Biden was chasing prostitutes and setting up crooked businesses for his family all over the world. And now, we're supposed to believe who? The guy with those credentials? Or Hunter Biden and his crew? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the
government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
So, did you catch the eclipse? I actually had it on the wrong day. One of my friends goes, "Oh my gosh, the eclipse is so wonderful." And I was like, "Isn't it tomorrow?" She goes, "No, it was today." Oh my goodness. So, it's come and gone. I happen to be in Texas the day after. And, you know, people are really jazzed about it. In fact, the guy that picked me up in an Uber, he goes, "I've been taking all kinds of people." He goes, "Europeans, all these different people that are coming in to see the eclipse." And he goes, "I didn't think that people would do." He goes, "I've had some people from New Zealand that flew in to see the eclipse." That's pretty amazing. And it was funny because another little inside information. I was actually going, "What's the big deal?" I mean, I've seen one, and so I it is really cool. I got to admit, it's so cool. But is it something I would fly halfway across the world to see? I don't know. I don't think so.
But boy, it was loaded. And it interrupted my travel. I couldn't fly out the day that I wanted to come to Texas. I could not fly out that day. I had to fly out the day before in order to do that. It's bizarre that it interrupted travel to that degree. I'm talking, and by the way, couldn't rent cars. Hotel rooms were more expensive. You name it. People plan for this stuff. I got to do a better job of getting ahead of the game. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And appreciate you being a supporter of the show. By the way, I'm going to start, we're going to put the people on the website who are part of the Warriors, they're one of my Warriors or part of the Backstage Club, because they are starting to trickle in more. And I appreciate you guys for doing that. I want to recognize every single person who supports what we do, because I'm telling you, it's tough out there. Let me shift gears a little bit. Powerball, person one in Oregon. And I was thinking, boy, now they can finally afford to leave that place. I don't know if they were from Portland, but I did hear that they won in Oregon. So maybe you got a rich relative in Oregon that'll be coming down to buy some property. Joe Biden is said to be closing the gap on Trump. I talked about it before, and I'm going to talk about it a little bit later, but how so? What's changed between now and then that Joe Biden's closed the gap? I mean, he's given away money to students. They said he's made up in the young folks and the old folks are now back. Apparently, Joe Biden's age is impacting older people that are saying, we want his, I guess, his age and experience and the youth are now supposedly coming back because he's giving away free money for their colleges. Are you buying it? Look, you can give away a college. If you're in college and you're paying, you're not paying your bills yet, you know, because college, you get the bill after the fact. I mean, you're paying, but I'm saying your college loans, you got to pay after the fact. I don't think that's going to impact anything. I think Joe Biden's in the same amount of trouble. Let me just say this. Don't believe the hype. What the left is trying to do is they want you to believe that Joe Biden is closing the gap for whatever reason. And what they're trying to make you lead you down the path of is when we cheat, if he wins, the polling will dictate it. So he's closed the gap. How would, and I'm asking you again, what has Trump done that has made him close the gap? Trump's stance on everything has been consistent through and through. He's still getting indicted. They're still running interference, targeting him, trying to prevent him from winning an election. And the only thing I can tell you about all that is, if you don't think the government is absolutely corrupt and willing to do whatever it takes to keep him out, and I'm talking about the ultimate, Trump has to have more Secret Service, better protection, and none of it is good enough if they want to take him out. None of it. They will do anything. So, yes, we're leading. No question about it. In every battleground state, Joe Biden has not made up a single thing. Inflation is still bad. Oh, it's getting better. You should watch the news. Watch the news cycle. They act as if suddenly in a period of a week, everything's better. The jobs report's better. The people are feeling better. Consumer, this is better and all that. Same problems existed a week ago as they did today. The same problems are going to exist 2 weeks from now, a month from now, and until Election Day, which is over 200 days away. They're all going to exist, but they're going to act as if those problems are subsiding, and they're not. And the worst thing that could happen is to let this corrupt government continue to operate. I'm telling you right now, we don't win this election. We don't have a country. It's that simple. So, by the way, I want to pivot here real quickly. Lori Lightfoot is actually going to investigate the lady I've been talking about a little bit. Her name is Tiffany Henyard. And I've talked about her a few times. I played a clip the other day of some people, two black women that said she is the worst politician, the worst mayor. She's corrupt. She stole from a cancer charity, etc. And get this. This is from ABC 7 in Chicago. Chicago's former mayor, they write, has a front row seat to the inner workings of a much smaller municipal government. This town is called Dodson. Less than a year out of public office, the former federal prosecutor turned mayor will now be a paid investigator. This is Lori Lightfoot. She's going to get paid $400 an hour to go into the, it's called Dalton. The city's called Dalton. And Tiffany Henyard is the mayor of Dalton. And they say she's going to look into the details of Dalton's multi-million-dollar deficit and alleged misdeeds of Mayor Tiffany Henyard. Alleged misdeeds. The woman that said she's effectively God.
I handle anything as relates to with credit cards. As you heard me speak today in my board meeting about, I do not handle that.
Some of those charges are for you, though.
No, sir.
You didn't go to Las Vegas? What is that?
No comment.
You don't know if you were in Las Vegas?
Of course I do.
Did you fly first class to Las Vegas?
Any other questions?
You're not going to answer how taxpayer dollars are being spent? That seems odd.
I just answered it. What do you mean? I just answered your question.
You said you wouldn't answer about Las Vegas.
You asked me a question and I responded.
We can't stand together at this time and this moment. This is going to be like your season, right? Y'all all say Martin Luther King had a dream, but guess what? I am the dream.
Y'all forget I am the leader. They want to hear from the mayor. If y'all ain't learned that yet.
History Month. Of course I'm going to give away $1 million to help you pay your mortgage and your rent. Of course I am.
The mayor, not the trustees that don't do nothing, that only run their mouth. We getting scrutinized in the media. For what? Loving on the people? Showing them that they matter to us? We going through the fires for y'all.
It's Black History Month. As the first African-American female mayor of Dolphin,
of course I'm misunderstood. And y'all should be ashamed of y'allself. Y'all black. Y'all are black. And y'all sitting up here beating and attacking on a black woman that's in power. Y'all should be ashamed of y'allself.
Wow. Would you want to work with or for a woman like that? And now they've got Lori Lightfoot, who's going to investigate her. She's now the private dick, is what they call them. And she's going to be going after Tiffany Henyard. I wonder how that'll end up, given how Democrats tend to deal with each other. You know, they're all cheaters. So, you know, Tiffany will probably take some of that city money and give it to Lightfoot and raise her rates or something, or promise her some investigative job, and then Lori will just let her go. Anyway, here's what Lori Lightfoot said. I bring expertise in leading investigations of this kind and understand the complex challenges of governing. I will follow the facts where they lead without bias and reserve comments until the work is complete. Something tells me we get another Hunter Biden situation here. Speaking of Hunter Biden, now they're finally starting to look at how these investigators, the people that were supposed to be investigating Hunter, let him off the hook. And Biden's DOJ will not allow these people to be subpoenaed by Congress to answer the question of why would you allow Hunter Biden's case to expire? Who's behind this? So in other words, they're in contempt of court, contempt of Congress, which Peter Navarro's in jail for. But the DOJ is protecting itself. Joe Biden is protecting the people that are protecting his family. And these people want back into office. Well, let me just say this. I don't think Tiffany Henyard is going to be made a scapegoat out of by Lori Lightfoot. Right? Or they'll figure out a way to soft shoe it so that it's not that big of a deal. But it is a big deal. Because, see, all these people think that they're God, just like Tiffany Henyard.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.